Welcome, everyone. This is Glenda Dawson, and you're watching our channeling session that we do every week. I have three other members here today. And like usual, we channel the councils of light beings, whoever they come, whether it's the Council of Eight, the Council of Nine, Council of Light Beings in general. It just whoever is here to help humanity and to give us guidance and also sometimes show us how beautiful other places are. And that this way we get to learn, evolve, heal, and hopefully also be able to ascend to an energetic level that we haven't before. If you are ever called to do this, or you wish to join us, just to even try it if you can. There's no need to worry about your face being shown or even your real name. We could accommodate that too. So welcome, ladies, for today, and welcome to the audience, ladies and gentlemen. If we can all close our eyes for a second. This way, we can try to connect. So, if you focus on your breathing, and when you're breathing, you're doing it nice and slow and really deep, you will allow that connection to the other side, to the spirits, to the divine, to the angelics, to the galactics, to whoever it is. And you will then be able to hopefully get messages, see, feel. Smell, just know. And also, if you do not understand how to go to the coordinates that we're given, just set the intention and that will take care of it. You, on your in breath, you set the intention to go. And when you exhale, you will be there. So, again, take another deep breath. And exhale. And now I just want to let you know that before we even start, I am seeing a lot of crystals shine all around us, kind of like falling snowflakes, but very bright like stars, very light. So it's kind of more like a glitter, but they are crystals. They're crystal chips. And even if they fall on top of you, they're not. But even if they do, they're so small that they do not hurt. And we are being showered with healing. We are being showered with grounding energy. And we're being showered with the energy vibrational level that we need to travel today. Today seems to be a heavy, energetic day. And this is a day that we can let go, release, be guided, and arrive at our best or start our journey to our best. Take another deep breath. And now, coordinates 7275. 72725. Now, for me, the ride was very interesting. Felt like I was on like a star, and there was a trail of shyness behind me as I float over to that coordinate. And now I welcome anyone who is experiencing anything, hearing or seeing or just knowing, whatever it is. to chime in.
There's a wave of peace that hit me when I arrived. One that reassures that all is safe, all is well in the greater galaxies and universe. It's welcoming us to put aside the heaviness that Glenda described and let go of whatever is weighing us down.
I concur with that. It is a very peaceful place. And anyone, no matter how strange they may feel, they will feel secure and safe. Safe to experience, safe to chat and talk, safe to just be.
And if you feel like as a caterpillar enters the chrysalis to become a butterfly, this is a good time to do that, because this place will allow you the peace and the comfort, the safety, and will shower you with wisdom while you cocoon, and will allow you to speed up the process of when you come out of that chrysalis.
I actually got coordinates before we got started, so we'll ha maybe we could visit that later.
There's a magical, I want to say thickness, but that may sound stifling, but it's not, that surrounds the atmosphere. It's fully charged with wonderful energy.
Feels like it's a barrier to keep negative energy out and multiply the positive energy within.
That sounds like it's right on the money.
A lot of gold dust in the atmosphere, sparkling. Well, like you were saying about the crystals, but some of them are gold as well as light.
Just a place for us to reflect and be.
Listen to what your soul is asking of you. It may be asking you or sparking you to sing, to dance, to just breathe deep the joy that is surrounding you. I'm also hearing tinkling bells, like fairy, fairy bells, very light, very gentle.
Now I am also Seeing a very large craft, what most people call a mothership. And they're beaming a light down that it's like an elevator, escalator. And down comes one of the council members. And I believe it's Shaw. That's what I think I'm hearing. Miriam, they're approaching you.
Yeah. Is my voice okay?
Sorry, Miriam. What was that?
Was just wondering if my voice is coming through.
Okay, your voice is coming through, but it's kind of distorted a little bit.
Yeah, so that is why I didn't say anything,
Okay.
because there's something in the connection. But what I got was, this is a very old being that is coming through. He was worshipped in the Germanic old religion as Odin, and he's, of course, still there in the other realms, and giving his wisdom right now to the earth, because something new has to be established that is coming. It is, of course, it is timeless, but it is this old wisdom that is about all the connection of everything that we are connected to in nature, that is part of us, that we are. We have again to experience as part of us, and also in connection with the whole universe. We are not only bound to Earth, so it's much further, it's much wider that we are connected now. And it's time that we start feeling this as a new, a new era of creating together and making it possible that we get guidance directly from our ancestors, but also our own selves that are our higher selves from the future. I mean, it is a connectedness with everything that we are, and it is much, much bigger and much more powerful than we imagine normally here. In our 3D dimension. And this guidance is what is giving us, if we are open, if we are listening, if we are opening to it, if we are listening to it.
Yes. Definitely the key is to be open and surrender to it so we can receive.
It's almost a light map of prosperity and deep understanding of who we are and why we're here.
We can start remembering our own consciousness, which is beyond what we are experiencing now. It's our whole consciousness from the beginning. It is, and we can start remembering it. That is all the wisdom is there, all inspiration, everything. So how do we remember? How do we start remembering? By being receptive, by listening with our heart, opening up
Yes.
And I'm seeing kind of freestanding chrysalises that are large enough to walk into. And these are kind of permanent structures, if you will, that allows people to come into and out of it when they're ready. And this is the instrument to allow us to diverge ourselves of what is weighing us down, but also to hear and to absorb the wisdom that Miriam talked about. So if you're feeling drawn to enter one, do not be afraid. It is all there to foster new life, new images of growth and joy and love. Now I see a large quantity of people entering these pods or chrysalises. And those units are glowing with amazing light and intensity far beyond what we can experience here in the 3D world. You can also sense the vibration coming from each of these units.
Yep. Yes. All right, we are being shepherded to leave. What was the coordinate that you received?
9478 blue.
Would you like to repeat it, please?
Sure. 9478 blue.
Now, if you're experiencing anything, please share.
It's more chaotic in this environment than our last little adventure.
Yes, it is here where they're showing you the difference. And they're showing you the two options that humanity has. One, to be open, to be guided, to just accept what is being given to you in form of guidance. And one is where we do not accept it, where we're not open, where we are very negative, and we continue to hold on to stuff that we need to let go. And that is, like we stated previously, not in this session, but in other sessions, where we are in that fork in the road. And then now they're showing you even more how diverse, how different, how opposite things can be. For those that are here to learn, to evolve, to move up in dimensions, to really open up to that guidance, that divine guidance, we will experience that peacefulness, that tranquility, that higher vibrational energy. And for those that are not, they're going to be a little more chaotic in nature. They're going to be weighed down even further. And it's going to get to a point where one is literally more like, for lack of wording, one set of people are going to be taking the elevator down, and the other one is going to be taking the elevator up. And we're right here in the middle in that first lobby. Like I said, this is for lack of 3D wording. So that is why they have given us the two different coordinates. Now, besides being a little more chaotic and a little more feeling of confusion, a little more denser in, as far as energy, do you see the difference in lightness or darkness, per se?
I'm seeing a clash of colors. Colors that you would never intentionally put together. And they don't go together in because they were never accepting of the love and the joy and the hope that is being offered to us. And the colors are starting to get muddied and dark, very dark.
Now, who feels the difference in energy?
Definitely.
It's such a big difference. The first energy was joyful, peaceful. This is, aside from being chaotic, there's a sense of fearfulness, or if not fear, just like being aware of your surrounding in a more vigilant kind of way.
Yes. That is the reason they're showing us both, is so we can truly, hopefully, explain and show others that this is the moment. And basically, we have to choose whether we want to be light, whether we want to ascend, whether we want to be in such a peaceful place that we don't have the energy, the time, or the mental capacity to think of anything that isn't for healing, that isn't for ascending, to isn't bringing us up into that dimension where we leave this 3D reality behind. And we could get closer to divine, we could get closer to angelics, we could get closer to all the light beings, all the beings that are trying to help us continue to succeed on Earth. And hopefully, we will be able to have enough of that positive energy that we continue to exist in such a beautiful planet, such a beautiful place where nature, it becomes part of us and we become part of nature. And if you listen hard, you could actually hear the heartbeat of Gaia. And That connection to her keeps us grounded and keeps us in a place that we are willing to be open for guidance and healing. And not have to be afraid, not have to be cautious, not have to keep looking over our shoulders, but in a place where we can breathe and breathe clean, fresh air. And continue to ascend and be our true self at that new level of energy. Now, anyone that has anything else to share?
There's a light matrix between the two places. And you can actually see almost in the middle where one side or the other, because of the difference in the light and the energy and the vibrations that are emanating from it. And as people choose what you want to live with and what you want in your life, you are drawn to one side or the other. It doesn't negate the possibility if you choose the chaotic side now, it doesn't negate being able to cross over later, but it'll be more challenging if you wait.
Yes. Anything else, anyone?
It's just that the joyfulness goes out of life if you wait, or at least it will until you're able to cross over later on. I vote for joyfulness now.
Okay, with your agreement, we're going to leave this right now before we get stuck there. So they're sending us five, two, seven, six, five, two, seven, six, five. And I'm hearing pink, but I'm seeing red. So I wanted to give you both. Maybe it's the same place, just two ways together. And pink and red is about love. So I gather either way. Okay, when anybody arrives. You have something to share, you may.
Interesting. I sensed it as green. But I think if you look at life, green is the heart soul that brings forth the beauty and the color and the flowers of pink and reds.
Yes.
And just being asked to surrender. Surrender to divine love, divine grace. Allow yourself to absorb and just be present.
To acknowledge the fact that you're part of consciousness, that you are consciousness. And in another way that people may understand is you're part of God, you are God, and God is you. We are all one. We're all connected. We're connected to everything in the world. And everything in the world is connected to us. We may see a galactic being, for example, and we are thinking that that's from another time, but it is probably from this exact timing. They're just either in a different dimension when they appear, or it could be that that could be have been you from previous lifetimes. Sometimes we meet ourselves and our previous selves, and that doesn't include just our human selves. Like right now, at this very moment, I'm seeing my own self from the time of Sirius. And it is a confirmation for me that this is the that time. This is the time where we need to surrender and hear and pay attention to the guidance to allow us to be the best that we can be, to be the true selves, to be that loving self towards nature, towards animals, towards each other, towards ourselves, toward anything and any living thing. So we can let go of all that negative that we keep holding on to. And I'm asking her to sit next to me. Now, I see each and every one of you, one of your previous selves. And consciously ask them to sit next to you with intent for you to see yourself and learn from yourself. Now, some of us will be able to pick it up right away. Some of us will be a little slower. It's okay. It is sometimes a little hard for the mind to accept that that was a previous self. The self that was all together. Self that came from where it did when it first started. And it finally decided to come to Earth to evolve here, for the soul to evolve here. This is why Earth is so important. Or this is one of the reasons Earth is so important. Stand corrected and accept it. Now, anyone else have anything to share?
Yeah, it's only half of it. I mean, we have what I get also our so-called future selves are also there. You can connect directly to the most high, the most beautiful selves that we are. And it's not future, it's not past, it is the now. And we can connect any moment that we are here, in the here and now, we can connect. And it gives us everything that we need for the peace, for the joy, for the new earth to be here and in celebration together, if you connect to all aspects of your divine self, because We are connected with our heavenly divine father and mother. By connecting, we start creating this new earth.
Okay. And I see from each of our feet, roots growing together, mingling with each other, and every single root is connected to every person that is in this, that is present with us. And it's like the tree of life, only upside down, if you will. And it's growing. The strength is getting more and more intense. And now that the roots have joined with each other, they're forming a solidness in the center that we are all a part of, which is which is the divine, which is God, goddess, however you relate to it. And it's helping us to be grounded in all the gifts that it has to share with us.
Okay. And as that energy is being shared and the wisdom is being shared, and that energy, that vibrational energy, is increasing in each and every one of us. It's also increasing in our connection. And again, if you just pay attention, you can even hear the heartbeat of Gaia.
The red and the pink explained. The red and pink obviously synonymous with love, but the red is the masculine and the pink is the feminine. Peel away
Yes.
the doubt, peel away the fear. Allow yourself to feel this.
And now I am being shown a two-way mirror. One side, and then back of it is the other side. On one side, you could see your true self. On the other side, you see your distorted self. The one that they w want you to believe you are. But your true self, the beautiful soul, radiating a lot of energy, being at peace. And that is what they're trying to get us to realize so we can go back to our essence, our true essence.
And we have an opportunity to bring the gifts from our past selves and gifts from our future selves into focus in the present and carry all those gifts with us in the now.
Yes. Guidance. Being open, surrendering equals being the best that you can. Accepting the guidance, as Miriam had put it earlier, being open to it, letting it, that guidance come into you, letting that guidance permeate through you. So you can unite all of yourselves, past, present, and future, into the now, as Leaf put it. And as Jazz had mentioned, this is humanity's being given the opportunity to truly be in the energy vibration of love. And when we accept that, no matter what is happening around us, we are protected by that outside or that layer, that thick layer around us that protects us from that negative energy to from coming in and destroying our peaceful, safe, sacred space right within us. Again, anyone have anything else? There's
Just
one.
sensing. Go ahead.
There's one rose opening up smack in the middle of wherever this is. It's getting bigger and brighter and slowly opening up one petal at a time. Go ahead.
No, I was just sensing that it's time to return.
Yes. That's why the rose was opening, I believe. All right, let's slowly return to our zero. And for those that don't know how to do it, just set the intention to go back to your particular zero, to go back to your beginning. I go down slowly. Don't go too fast. Let yourself come back into yourself. Feel your body now. Feel your environment around you. Take a deep breath and you could open your eyes and look around and acknowledge that you're back where you started. Before we close, anyone have any last words that you received?
Know that you are loved.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, again.
Yeah, follow your dreams.
Thank you.
Your beautiful dreams.
Beautifully said. Okay, now you're back at our zero. Thank you, ladies, again. Thank you to our audience. And again, if you want to participate or just want to experience that with us at the same time, get in touch with me and we'll set that up. As always, many blessings. Namaste. And we
Namaste.
See you love. Thank you.
Thank you.